Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. On his social media site, Truth Social, President Trump says he's taking away Harvard University's tax-exempt status. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller talked about it yesterday.
So universities are on notice, and universities are already facing the financial consequences of their noncompliance with federal law. The clearest example that we're all familiar with, of course, being Harvard, which is engaged in repeat systemic and sustained violations of federal civil rights law.
Harvard refused to comply with the Trump administration's demands for broad government and leadership changes, revisions to its admissions policy, and audits of how diversity is viewed on campus. President Trump signed an executive order aiming to slash public subsidies to PBS and NPR. Groups organizing the shipment say drones attacked a vessel carrying aid to Gaza in international waters off Malta. A fire broke out but was brought under control. The group was safe and no injuries were reported. I'm Ed Donahue.